The Seagram murals were originally conceived to be hung in the Four Seasons restaurant of the Seagram building in New York. The architect Philip Johnson had commissioned Rothko in the mid-1950s to create a series of murals which would adorn the restaurant walls. Originally, the restaurant was to be used only by the staff and the workers in the Seagram building. But quickly, the ideas for the restaurant changed and the Seagram organization decided the Four Seasons restaurant would become an extremely exclusive restaurant in New York. Rothko was invited halfway through the commission to come and eat and to sense the environment of the Four Seasons restaurant, and he was absolutely horrified. He felt it was a completely inappropriate environment in which to hang his murals. He was incredibly egalitarian. He was quite left-wing. He felt that this was way too exclusive a project for him to be involved with. So he withdrew. Now, the paintings are to be seen as an ensemble. There is a unique communication between each one of them that is almost audible. My own personal reading of these images are that they are made at a moment of deep contemplation by Mark Rothko. In the mid to late 50s, he was having numerous crises in his personal life, in his health. There's a real sense that they're incomplete, that they're not quite resolved. We get a real sense of the struggle that many artists have trying to create a very particular type of surface.